And good morning. Welcome everyone, including and more importantly, our family, and of course, our listenership, the Quest Youth Radio listenership. Music is like poetry, and it has a map, and history like a diamond shines clear to the truth. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend, like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now I'm asking each and every one of you to pull back our musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibration. So I want to thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Quest Youth Radio presents student hosts Justin Hill and Walter Pierce as they review history of definition and music with their segments of diamonds, definitions, and curtains. And without any further ado, I'd like to bring on each and every one of our hosts and panelists just to say good morning. So I want to start with, we have Val on the line. Happy Mother's Day. And good morning, Val.
Good morning, and thank you. Good morning, Quest.
Okay, thank you. And we have our student host who will be opening up our show. But just for right now, I'd like for you to just say good morning, Walter.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Thank you. And our next student host, Justin Hill, the real deal. Justin, I'd just like for you to say good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. And, yes, my confidant. The musical director, the guy who kind of sits in the background, but he's always here and definitely needed. Mr. Shelton Harris, say good morning. How are you, brother?
All right, I'm good. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to everybody involved.
Okay. And happy Mother's Day to Nisha Gardner. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Now, without any further ado, I'd like to hand it over to Mr. Walter Pierce, our student host, so we begin our broadcast.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest City Vibration, live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall, South Orange. You see, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. Now, my diamond for this week is on Dr. Claude Anderson. And Dr. Claude Anderson was a state coordinator of education for Florida under Governor Reuben Askew during the season of the 1970s. After productive social change projects in Florida and driving President Jimmy Carter's Florida mission to accomplish in the state, Carter assigned Anderson as the federal co-chairman for a commission of lead agents in the Southeast states. Around there, rank of accomplished secretary in the U.S. part of Commerce, he drove a commonplace commission that upheld and composed financial headway projects for lead delegates in those states. The fish business, which by then was all wild catch, was a huge region community. The undertakings he financed made positions and associates in the southeastern states. Anderson has taught at all levels of tutoring. Dr. Claude Anderson was similarly boss head of two monetary improvement organizations for the city of Miami, Florida, and a huge coordinator and facilitator for the 1988 Democratic National Convention in Atlanta. As a business visionary, Dr. Anderson manufactured Waterland Fisheries, a seafood handling plant he chips away from the Maryland Eastern Shore to go about a delineation of Powernomics guidelines. He can convey about 1 million pounds of live incredible fish yearly in a controlled indoor environment. It is the greatest tank farming office in Maryland and one of the greatest in the country. Dr. Anderson had ownership in radio stations, including the one he gathered and worked in Tallahassee, Florida. Retail food outlets and private turn of events, Dr. Anderson is moreover head of the Harvest Institute, a comprehensively seen research association that investigates improvement guidelines and advancements to fabricate the power of Black America. The foundation for Harvest Institute programs are Dr. Anderson's books, Black Labor, White Wealth, A Search for Power and Economic Justice, and Powernomics, the National Plan to Empower Black America. Dr. Anderson addresses constantly the business get-togethers, schools, and places to love and social relationships on the monetary, social, and political game plans he proposes. His books have all been raving successes, are for the most part examined all through the United States, and are used as pursuing materials in various universities and optional schools. Let's talk a little bit about Powernomics. And the idea of Powernomics was made by Dr. Claude Anderson and is depicted in his book, Powernomics, National Plan to Empower Black America. The Powernomics idea and plan shows Blacks how to pool assets and parts of influence so they can deliver, disperse, and burn through in the way that makes merchandise and wealth. Dr. Rosie wrote in the journal that Nipsey Hussle followed Dr. Claude Anderson's vision. She says, Dr. Claude Anderson's book, Powernomics, the National Plan to Empower Black America, is the outline to save Black America. Likewise, utilized by different identities, it spreads out the arrangement, obviously, to capable Black America to burrow the underneath of financial waste. And just to name a couple more books, you know, that Dr. Claude Anderson has written, it is More Dirty Little Secrets About Black History, Its Heroes, and Other Troublemakers in 2006, and also A Black Reader, A Black History Reader, 101 Questions You Never Thought to Ask in 2017. I want to thank you for listening to my segment on Dr. Claude Anderson. And as you can see, Dr. Anderson has been out there for over 50 years. Going back to the 70s where he was in Florida making changes, and now being able to write these books and talk about finance and also talking about the struggle and the successes of African Americans, you know, a real inspiration to a lot and somebody that people should really read about. So I thank you again. This is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
Can I kick it? I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can 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 I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going.
Go on, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest, is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Just the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
All right, and we're back. And what we're going to do is just chop it up about Claude Anderson. First of all, it ignites a lot of deep inner feelings for me personally, especially that book, that Black Labor, White Wealth. It makes me think of how African Americans have been exploited for their labor during slavery, after slavery, until this day, in fact. But I want to bring in and have him say good morning and elaborate on his thoughts about Dr. Claude Anderson, the Black Librarian. Good morning. Are you there? Okay. So what we're going to do is go straight to Mr. Shelton Harris, right? And can you elaborate on Dr. Claude Anderson?
Yeah, well, hello. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, Claude. All right, go ahead, man.
No. Go ahead, Mr. Harris. We're going to come back to him.
Okay, all right. Yeah, well, Claude Anderson has always been like a hero of mine, because not only does he explain the problems and stuff that's going on with the economic advancement in our community, he has a plan for a solution to these type of things. A lot of our so-called leaders can only elaborate and on the problems that we have and how we need to do something, but they never come up with an actual plan to make sure that those things change. And Claude Anderson, in another way, he looked at racism as not as much of a color thing, but as an actual race, that we're in the backup and we're not doing anything to try to win the race. Every other community is working together to help their teammates move forward in the race. And we need to consider doing the same thing for us. You know, so for him, that's what racism is. It's an actual race. And when you look at it that way, it'll give you a different perspective on how we need to move forward to help our own teammates.
All right. Thank you very much for your perspective. We're going to come back to the Black Librarian. First of all, good morning, Damar.
Good morning.
Okay, so...
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And I'd like for you to elaborate on Dr. Claude Anderson and his plan for collectively working together as a people.
His plan was dynamic and still is dynamic. As Dr. Harris had just made mention of, he had probably one of the greatest blueprints in terms of economic advancement for African Americans and, you know, Africans throughout the planet. He has a very, very comprehensive plan. Powernomics is a great book. And his additional books are really, really great. The boards that he serves on, the fights that he went through in mainstream America, was very, very dynamic. His whole thinking patterns in terms of economics and economic development went beyond, and it's something that, that's to be studied for many generations to come. And the way in which he actually talked in terms of white wealth and how they ascertained white wealth even prior during the time of slavery, and how they were giving land, rations of land all over the country prior to even entering the country. It was land was dispersed amongst them and last in their generations to whereas we did not receive our 40 acres and a mule so at all, although it was promised. So he did a lot. And if you look at 40 acres in a mule and what it equates to economically today in terms of dollars, it's beyond thought. So he's a dynamic guy, and I appreciate what Walter had done in terms of speaking about Dr. Anderson.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you. We're going to go straight to our next panelist, Tanisha Garner. Good morning again, and what is your comment or suggestion? What do you have to say about Dr. Claude Anderson?
Well, I just want to thank Walter for choosing Claude Anderson and how he tied it into Nipsey Hussle, because Nipsey Hussle would definitely be a great example of what we can follow now and how he worked back the blocks. And that's what we need to do in our own community, especially putting our money together, especially when it comes to this housing crisis around the country. And especially with the study that they just did, Rutgers actually just did a study, and it's called Climb, and it was talking about how major corporations are buying up the city of Newark. And just imagine if we would have put our money together at that time, because right now it's like the prices are like so astronomical that we can't even afford to be able, you know, to invest in the community where we could actually buy up a row to, you know, to be able to have housing at a decent cost where we can, where it affects us low income and also moderate and also high incomes. And I think that's what we have to look at with Claude Anderson is how can we do it? But, and at the same time, the laws that's being passed, how do we amend these laws and write better laws that it encompasses everything and it works together in a synergy to be able to stop the process of what's really truly going on. And the simple fact that Kanye West even asked at that time when they had the election between Trump and Biden, and Biden didn't even take a consideration to even speak to, you know, Claude Anderson about powernomics. But at the end of the day, we know, you know, the truth and what they're and how they feel about us. And then it's like, how do we take back our power, and especially and how do we work together as a whole, you know, around the world? And I think that's where things would definitely start to change, because everyone is being affected by what's going on.
Okay. I want to bring in Mr. Harris one more time. Mr. Harris, why isn't Dr. Claude Anderson more in the forefront of information? Why isn't he well known as known as he should be? And if I'm wrong, please correct me. And I know it's a difficult question maybe, but I want you to tackle that.
Well, he's not as widespread. His knowledge isn't as widespread for the same reason a lot of other people who are doing something positive for our communities, understanding and knowledge isn't as well known in the community, because he's talking about actual change. He's not just talking about it. He gave you a plan that you can go step by step and follow it. And if you did that, you'll see a change. But the majority of the country, the dominant society, doesn't want things to change, because they feel as if things change for us is going to change for them also. Like, we can't share in the wealth. You know, and he's one of those people who's like, well, you got yours, that's fine, but I'm working on trying to get something for our people. And that's not common knowledge from the dominant society or from our people. A lot of times we don't want to hear that either, because we fed into the we got to go get college degrees in order to do something. But Claude Anderson said the education is the last thing we need to look for. We got to have political power. We got to have community power in the businesses and stuff in our community. And then we can use the education to be able to expand that to for the next generations as they come through. But right now, education is like a trick, because you can go get these multiple degrees and all that stuff, but you end up with thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt. So you can't make any moves like you want because you're already in debt. So your focus is not about the community. It's about trying to get yourself together. That's the trick they got us into. And, you know, and he explains that clearly.
All right. Now I'm going to come back to the Black Librarian. I know I said that that would be the last word, but I have, Mr. Harris, you sparked another question, which I'm going to take to the Black Librarian. Mr. Davis, are we self-sabotaging ourselves?
When you look at economic determinism and its impact and the social structure, the capitalism was developed through the slaveocracies in America. The industrialization of the world came from slavery because there was no such thing as a graduated wage since slavery. And so they was able to take some of their means of finances and diversify their portfolio through industry, through machinery, so on and so forth, stuff like that. So the thing is that we have to get our stuff together. I think the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, peace be upon him, probably was one of the best examples in terms of being able to create economic infrastructure throughout the world and throughout the country by having fish markets, by having brothers and sisters sew their own clothes, by making sure that they had their own schools and stuff like that, and defining themselves for themselves. I think that that's something that we have to get back into. I think we get too far into wanting to be defined by the cultural hegemony opposed to finding our own way in defining our own culture. So that's greatly problematic. I think that every show that we have, we talk about definitions are very important. And definitions, your definitions can actually define who you are if you agree with those particular definitions, even if they're disparaging definitions about yourself. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And with that being said, we're going to have to learn how to fight the power and stop self-sabotaging ourselves and move on with the blueprint, the plan that is already in place. You're tuned to Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio.
Wasted. There's no guarantee.
That's the sound of Isley Brothers. And now, the real deal, Justin Hill, with his definition for this morning. Good morning, Justin. Take it away.
Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Justin Hill, on WSOU. And for my definition segment, it will be on the word trust. This segment provides the listener with words and the meanings so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And a trust is a legal relationship in which the holder of a right gives it to another person or an entity who must keep and use it solely for another's benefit. The trustee is the legal owner of the property in trust. As fiduciary for the beneficiary or beneficiaries, who is the equitable owners of the trust property. They must provide a trustee can be a natural person, a business entity, or a public body. A trust in the United States may be subject to federal and state taxation. A trust is created by a settlor who transfers title to some or all of his or her property to a trustee who then holds title to that property and trust for the benefit. The trust is governed by the terms under which it was created. And another definition for trust is when you can trust someone. And the reason why I chose trust is because many people trust other people, but the person that they trust might not trust another person back. And that concludes my segment on definitions. I thank you guys for listening to student host Justin Hill on WSOU.
Okay. Justin, I want to ask you a question before you go away, right? First of all, good job, because you basically looked at trust from a financial economic definition, and then you transitioned into the next definition of just trusting a person. So which one or let me just ask you, who do you trust?
I trust my mom and my dad and my brothers, my sisters.
And from the definition, do you agree with it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good job. I'm going to move to Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris, same question. Who do you trust?
Who do I trust? Myself and, and the visions that I have for forward progress for myself and the people around me. Because if I trust myself, I don't have to worry about the person not trusting me back.
Okay. Simple question, simple answer, but very important. And as I continue on, I want to come back to Tanisha Gardner, same question. Who do you trust?
Who do I trust? I don't know. When you look at trust, trust is very important. I guess the question is, like, how do you teach your children, how to be prepared for a world that is changing so much? And how do you teach them, like you said, one, to trust God, because God is the one who gives you the ability to be able to decipher, between right and wrong through your intuitions. So trust is very powerful. And sometimes trust it could go crazy, I guess, in the situations that we're going through now. And it's like, how do we build trust within our own communities that we could be able to move in a way that's benefiting the community holistically? So trust is very powerful.
Okay, thank you. Right. Student host, Walter Pierce. Walter, who do you trust?
I trust my family and I trust myself.
Okay. All right. Now, Walter, I know you have a little financial literacy underneath your belt, right? So did you understand the definition about trustees and having a financial trust where you're able to leave some money to somebody? Did you understand that part of the definition?
Yeah, I understood it. You know, basically having a trustee, have somebody that can inherit your wealth just in case, like if something, you know, God forbid something happens to you or if you pass along, you know, just having somebody you could be able to pass your wealth on and then they could pass it on to the next person. It's always something that is a very important thing that everybody should have and everybody should actually do.
Thank you so much, Walter. Right, great job. I want to come back to the Black Librarian and same question. Who do you trust, Mr. Davis?
I trust myself to be honest with myself. I trust myself to be as honest with with people that are there with. I trust, it's like you have to deal with people for who they are. If you're doing a business deal, put everything in writing, so that if things go awry, if there's anything that goes amok, you have paperwork to actually prove your case in court. My thing is that life is dynamic and people are always growing. Do I think the same way that I thought when I was 16? No. Do I think the same way when I was in my 20s and 30s? No, not at all. It's a growing process. So I trust myself to try to be as honest as possible with myself and with others. But at the same time, with me being honest in a certain situation, would that be dangerous for me? Would that be compromising me, myself as a person? So I try to weigh everything. Not that I'm trying to be dishonest, but I try to weigh it to make sure what's the best way to deal with it and what's the best way to handle that particular situation. And part of dealing with a person is also you got to look at timing too. It's strategic. Life is, in many instances, can be like war. So I trust my wife maybe 95%, but, you know, I leave that little 5%. You know, I love her to death. So, I mean, you know, I weigh everything. So I don't completely trust anybody 100%. Just to be honest.
All right. Oh, yeah, but you definitely love them, right? And,
oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, love and trust.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I explain, first of all, let me just say, this was minted out of a discussion that took place in the studio yesterday morning, number one. Number two, one should love their brother and sister. Learn how to trust yourself. This question basically was about each and every one of us having a quick opportunity to look inside ourselves and share our inner feelings about the word trust. And as we continue with Quest Youth Radio, we're going to return with our next student host, Walter Pierce, and his definition. But right now, I'm going to lay down the raft of Queen Latifah, who just opened up some property in Newark.
We can do this. So I pause into the name as a face. The crowd, they love me. The brothers give only hugs. The strings of it, buttons locked. Thick white snuff is a buzz. You know why? Because I'm bugging. Off the beat that DJ Mark is loving. So black stalk the sounds that are pumping. I'm jumping with energy to turn your mind to gladness. Come on, just get into it. Don't lie and say you've been through it. Feel the wrath of my madness.
And we're back. Walter, take it away.
Yes, welcome back, everybody, to Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. And now for my second segment of today, it is definition. And you see, this segment provides the listener with words and meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. And my definition for this week is economics. And economics is a social science that studies the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services. Economics focuses on the behavior and interactions of economic agents and how economics work. Now, what I specifically want to talk about in economics is economics for African Americans. And as you can see throughout history, you know, that's what we've mainly struggled with, you know, for people in this country of African-American descent. You know, we're usually the lowest economically. You know, we struggled a lot. And that's due to a lot of the oppression and a lot of the laws that were put against us that didn't allow us to succeed economically. And another part actually is due to us, you know, not investing and not helping out each other. There's actually, I believe there's a study done or something like that where the dollar in African-American community stays in our community the least amount of time than any other race in America. And, you know, when you see these other groups of people thriving financially, it is mainly due to the fact that they're able to help each other out and keep the wealth within each other and not spread it out to other communities. That's why you see most of these communities having wealth together. But for us, you know, we'll usually get money, then we'll just take it to another type of community and spend it there instead of just investing in each other and helping each other grow. Because if you really think about it, with the amount of people and population, the amount of influence we have, we could be able to do that and keep the wealth within each other. We could be like those other, you know, groups of people who have all this wealth accumulated within each other. So that concludes my segment of what I have for definitions. I thank you again for listening. This is student host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
Thank you so much for that segment. You kind of like answered the question about being self-sabotaging as a community, and we need to learn how to collectively pool our economics together so that we can follow the blueprint and the plan of what you mentioned earlier about Dr. Claude Anderson. And so that being said, we're going to continue to transition to our next student host with his segment of Diamond. Take it away, Justin.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And like he said, for my next segment, which is Diamonds, it will be on Dick Gregory. History is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond is the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply in your balance point yourself. And Dick Gregory was a comedian and civil rights crusader, and he died on Saturday. He was 84 years old. It was with enormous sadness that the Gregory family confirms that their father, comedian, legend, and civil rights activist, Mr. Dick Gregory, departed this earth tonight in Washington, D.C. His son, Christian Gregory, said in the post, "The family appreciates the outpouring of support and love and respectfully asks for their privacy as they grieve during this very difficult time." Gregory gained attention as a comedian in the early 1960s and was the first black comedian to widely win plaudits from white audiences. Gail Littleton, author of the book Black Comedians on Black Comedy, told NPR in 2009 that Gregory broke barriers with his appearances on television just by sitting down. Dick Gregory is the first to recognize, and he'll say it, the first black comedian to be able to stand flat-footed and just deliver comedy. Gregory opened the door for Bill Cosby to rise to fame, Littleton said. He was noted for his politician and social activism beginning in the civil rights movement in the 1960s. He attended the historic 1963 March on Washington. 40 years later, Gregory told Tavis Smiley on NPR about his experience at the march, describing it as joy. Gregory talked in 2003 about his experience trying to integrate a restaurant in Mississippi before the march, showing he could inject some humor into a serious story. And the reason why I chose Dick Gregory was because one time when I was in school, I actually saw him on YouTube, and he was doing comedy. And that was it for today for my segment. Again, this is the host, Jessica Hill, on WSOU.
Okay. So, good job. You know, some may know Dick Gregory for his comedy. Some may know him for his business with his bohemian diet, and others really might know him for his social, political activism. And that being said, we're going to continue to transition into our last segment of the day, and that is Curtains. Curtains is our segment where we look at a musical artist and their work behind the curtains of the stage. You see, many recording artists have grown rich from the work or the money from the community. But this is the particular segment where we look into to see what the musical artist has done behind the curtains of the stage to enrich the community in which they come from. Without any further ado, our student host, again, Walter Pierce. Take it away, Walter.
I appreciate that intro. And with my current segment, it is on J. Cole. And, you know, a lot of people probably of the older generation probably have not heard of J. Cole. But for me, you know, he's been a very influential artist in our generation, not just musically, but most importantly, with community activism and community help with investing money into his community. And one example of this is his Greenville Foundation, which is a nonprofit that he founded, which was put in place to help those who was affected by Hurricane Florence in his hometown of Fayetteville, North Carolina. You know, he placed food stations all across, you know, his city, stocking pantries, shelters, you know, providing shelter. And, you know, he even created, through that foundation, he was even able to create events that included, like, young men's book clubs, community dinners, back-to-school giveaways, and just basically mentoring for, you know, young men and women in the community of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I hear that, you know, his foundation is even expanding to helping keep students in school and helping them, you know, get into college. Also, you know, if they play sports, helping them with that as well, keeping them basically just in school and off the streets. So we see this guy, you know, like J. Cole, who was a very influential artist, probably one of the greatest hip-hop rappers of his generation, but, you know, definitely one of the greatest greatest artists, you know, besides music, off the stage, being able to give back and do philanthropic work for his community and for people all across the country. Because he just didn't limit it to his community. He invests in people all across the country, all across the world even, you know, helping out. So, again, just another person to highlight, another person that people should start to realize, you know, the great things that he has done for the community. And besides that, this is Senior Host Walter Pierce on 89.5 WSOU.
Yeah. No matter how long it takes.
This game riding fake, got a couple M's hiding in the safe. Imagination turn a Honda into rape. I was doing 80 on the interstate, trying to make it back before my class starts. Country never seen a passport till I popped off and got a bag for it. Now I'm at the garden sitting in half court, watching Junior catch it off the bad boy. Yeah, never seen nothing except a triple beam jumping. Good, leave a beam crumping. Made it out, it gotta mean something. Either you gon' hustle or that Uncle Sam got your hood re-enlisting. 2-6 murder scene pumping. Better leave it tucked if you ain't dumping. Pow, he's slumping. 12 coming, we ain't seen nothing. Time change, ain't rumbling no more. Now what for, hungry for more. If you solo these vocal, listen close and you can hear grumbling. Roll tie and I'm still munching. Big bag, never fear fumbling. Won't smoke, don't choke, I'm a whole nicotine company. Dream of the army, not a navy. How could you ever try to play me? Kill him on a song, walk up out the booth, do the Westbrook like a baby. I never fall out with the bro. Hey, when your family turning a foe. We had a penthouse on the road, interior decorated with a whore. Just like a multiple truck getting told. My like any mini money more. Scoop up a dime piece like we homeless. Then we gon' set them back to his toe. Out of the concrete was a rose. And when
killer, it's the off season. Let's keep it tall, y'all ain't f***ing with my man. And don't check your watch, you know the time. Cold World, Killer Cam, Luke, this is f***ing finish.
This too easy for me now. Cold been going plat since back when CDs was around. What you sold, I tripled that, I can't believe these clowns. Look how everybody clapping when your 30 song album do a measly 100,000. If I'm betting on myself, then I completely double down. If you hate it on a... please don't greet me with a pound. I'll be staying out the way.
Okay. it's been a great show. I want to thank all our panelists for being part, and most importantly, happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there, all our queens. And I just want to give everybody a quick chance to say peace and then let Walter Pierce close us out, starting with the Black Librarian. Say goodbye, say peace.
Happy. Okay.
All right. And Justin,
happy Mother's Day.
Goodbye, say... Mr. Harris, closing words.
Yeah, peace.
Send tears in heaven, word to Eric Clapton. Off this clever rapping, my pocket.
Hey, Tanisha Gardner.
Yeah, everybody have a wonderful day.
Okay. And Val, last words, goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a wonderful day and wonderful week.
All right. And Walter, close us out and tell us how you enjoyed the show yourself and take it away.
You know, this was a great show today. I'm glad that everybody was here to be a part of it, and happy Mother's Day. But besides that, this is the end of the show. Quest Radio is
the best new radio.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm gone.
Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentioned on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Tribe that flows in layers. Right now, fight is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like?